For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shower. There you go.
Should we just continue on with sex news?
Sure.
Dude, have you seen... I put the story up, so I'm sure you clicked it and looked at it. The Madonna NFTs that have been released?
No.
Okay, you need to go watch the videos about what these things are. So Madonna is getting into the NFT market.
Oh, God, she's an old lady.
She's an old lady. She's 63 years old. I don't want to tarnish. You know, 63 is not old.
Yeah, but she looks. She looks and acts nuts now.
Well, I think she can't let it go. She was this sex symbol for so many years. It's not old for a person, but it's old for a pop star. You know, like it's time for her to step aside. She just can't give the limelight up to these new stars.
She's not aging well either. Like some older broads look pretty good, but
is that fancy?
Yeah. I don't think she looks good anymore.
Madonna. Okay. God. Yeah, she got a lot of plastic surgery done to her face.
Yeah, bro. She looks nuts.
She's got big lips, and not the ones on her face.
I don't like it. Yeah. True.
So yeah, she's getting into the NFT market here. Now, she's 63 years old. She teamed up with the NFT token extraordinaire Beeple to create a series of X-rated graphics showing her fully nude and giving birth to butterflies, insects, and trees.
Sorry?
It's called the Mother of Creation. And the
She's nuts.
Yeah, the NFT collection, which will be sold for charity, also includes a 3D model of her vagina, which is on full display in a cartoon form on the collector's highly... Not safe for work website. You have to go watch it. Now, I have a picture that I screenshotted from it.
Yeah.
I got to say, if this is her actual vagina, which I don't believe.
No.
It looks pretty good. I mean, I know that she has a book. Didn't she put out a book in the 90s and it was like called Sex or something and she had naked pictures of herself?
It was like a coffee table book of weird stuff. But yeah, that was when she was still not too bad, you know? I'll look at it.
Yeah, I'm going to text it to you right now.
Okay.
Johnny Bell.
I'm going to see it.
813. Yeah. Is this your number? 813.
Please don't say it over the air. Okay. That'd be great. All right, perfect. That's okay.
Got it.
All right.
Here we go. And sent. On its way.
Okay. See what we got
not
here,
too
kids.
Shabby.
All right. Let's take a gander at this giner. Whoa. Hey. What's up? Hold on.
Yep.
That's not real.
Well, it's not real. It's an NFT. Apparently, it's a 3D scan of her, though. She said, I wanted to investigate the concept of creation, not only the way a child enters the world.
It's fat.
She's got it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but I mean, it's...
looks pretty good. You wouldn't dive headfirst in there?
Nah, dude. Well, no.
No.
You wouldn't? I would.
No. No way, dude. It looks...
You're gay.
It looks uncomfortably fat. Like it looks like not natural. Like I don't mind a fat one.
Oh my god! Listen, I trash ladies a lot, but you are being a misogynist, sir. There is nothing wrong with that vagina. How dare you?
What's coming out of it?
Well, I'll tell you. So it's the she had an NFT of the butterflies coming out. This was a tree. Uh-huh. A full tilt tree, and that was the vines that were coming out. The initial
that's
sprouts.
Attractive. That, you think that looks good?
No. Get rid of the vines, dummy.
I can't.
You got to get rid of those and just picture the full, you know, Madonna's vagina.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to follow vines. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want to.
You
got to
use your imagination. Come on, you're a creative individual. Just Photoshop out the vines and check that thing out. Looks pretty good to me.
I will say this. Looks like she's had some laser surgery. I will say that.
Yeah, she is very... dressed down. No hair down there at all. And including the BH, too, is very clean. In fact,
I don't think this is real.
Freakish.
I think this is like a computer generated. I don't think that
it's a 3D scan of her.
I don't think it is. No, I don't think it is, though. I think they created it.
I will say her body is slam it, too, in this. I mean, she kept her body in really good shape. If this is a 3D scan,
well, you only see the body. You just see the vagina.
No, you do. In the NFTs, you do.
Oh.
It's supposedly what they're saying is she 3D scanned her body, and then they also created some sort of 3D imaging of her vagina.
Bizarre.
And put it out there. So I don't think I can put that on Instagram or Facebook.
No.
I wish I could. But no, I don't think I'm able to do that. So you have to look that up in your own time, folks.
Yep.
But the New York Post has a story if you'd like to see Madonna's vagina. And I would suggest
when you're
doing
done,
so.
When you're done making Russian oil paintings of your entire family, go check out a disgusting old lady's fake vagina.
Leave her alone. She's an angel.
Whatever,
she's
man.
She's an angel.
Just like a prayer. She wants to take me there.
Yeah. All right. I know I had some more sex stuff in here. I want to keep the theme. Oh, my God. Okay. This one's weird. Mother's Day again. Mother's Day was this Sunday. You don't have to buy anything for your mom because she's dead.
Now,
I had to take Karen out to an okay, mediocre dinner at, not Green Iguana, don't want to tarnish anybody, Jimmy Iguana's.
Mm-hmm.
But one fella and his mom, I guess he was adopted when he was a young boy, young baby boy.
Sure.
And kind of caught up with her later on in life. You know, sometimes they do that where they'll connect after a certain age. Founder, yeah. Her name is Kim West. She's 57 years old. She got pregnant as a teenager and gave up her baby boy, Ben, for adoption in the mid-80s. So he's in his 30s. He's 38 years old now. He tracked his mother down 8 years ago, so when he was about 30 years old, and they formed a close bond right away. Things quickly turned sexual.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And they went public with their incestuous relationship in 2016, with West boasting that she had mind-blowing sex with her son.
God damn.
Yeah, disturbing. The couple has subsequently kept a low profile in a bid to avoid being prosecuted for their illegal relations, but say that science is the reason that they can't keep their hands off each other. They said that this is not incest. We are like peas in a pod, and we are meant to be together. The mom said in New Day, speaking about the phenomenon known as genetic sexual attraction.
Okay. See, this is the world's nuts. It's unbelievable. So they're gonna make this like a real thing, just like what are they calling pedophiles now?
Minor attracted people. Minor attracted persons. Yeah.
Why?
Yes,
why are they doing that?
Look, man, I'm going to tell you this. Again, I'm going to get accused of being a Republican here, but I'm not. But I don't remember who it was, but it was during the 2008 Republican debate. And this stuck with me because I was, how old was I in 2008? This is, what, 8 years ago? No, 12, mm-hmm. 12 years? I don't know. Many years ago.
And yeah, it was 14 years ago.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good at math.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said something like, if we allow gay marriage, then the next thing, you're going to be marrying your dog. And I remember scoffing at that and being like, oh, come on. That's insane.
You're ridiculous.
But now you got a lot of stuff, and all news is woke news now, where it kind of inches over into that realm. Now, changing the name from pedophile, and pedophile does have a big, like, a meaning, but changing it to minor attracted persons, I don't know. It kind of it doesn't feel as bad, right, as pedophile.
Right.
So now you can go, oh, I'm not having an incestuous relationship. I have a condition, you know, known as genetic sexual attraction. I'm just suffering from a condition, so you can't throw me in jail for this thing. So we're kind of going farther and farther into that area. So that guy might have been right. I don't remember who it was. But
well, there's people marrying. There's been people marrying trees lately. There was news last week that we never got to, and I'm not. I'm not even upset about it. Where this crazy Asian guy married
a 3D doll in a computer.
Yeah. Like it was just an avatar, not even a real person. And then immediately started complaining that his relationship wasn't going well. What? Yeah, it's insane. I had somebody tell me the other day, I was describing a phone call that I was on. And I said, I talked to a lady named Helen. And the person that was in the room with me said, whoa, 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 whoa. You should never assume that it was a lady.
Right.
And I said, her name was Helen. Her name was Helen. And they were like, just because their name's Helen, you shouldn't assume that's a woman. I said, but Helen sounded like this. Hi, I'm Helen.
Hey.
Good to meet you, Johnny. They said, still, it could be a man with a really high voice named Helen. I said, I'm not playing this goddamn game right now. I talked to a lady named Helen. Stop busting my balls, you wacko. Jesus. Now, had Helen said to me, pardon me, I actually identify as a man, then I'd be like, oh, crazy. Okay. Sorry, bro. You know what I mean? But until then, Helen's a damn lady I talk to.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, this phenomenon known as genetic sexual attraction was first identified back in the 1980s by Barbara Gonyo, a woman
who ran
a Chicago-based support group for adoptees and their newfound relatives. She coined the term GSA after noting that numerous people associated with the group became sexually attracted to their family members when they first met as adults. Psychologist Corny Sweet previously told New Day that she has come across a phenomenon while treating patients who had been in foster homes, but other people have kind of poo-pooed this in the medical community and said that, including a New York City sex therapist named Ian Kemmer, telling Women's Health that the phenomenon has never been scientifically studied. So, I mean,
it just sounds like somebody that wanted to bang their kid to me.
But you just put a nice term on it and it doesn't sound bad. It's like, oh, I have a condition and I, you know, love this person. What love is love, right? Love is love.
Think about the slippery slope here too, right? Now you got these fathers that rape their daughters, right, when they're kids, and now they could just claim what's the
love
term?
Is love.
What's the technical term
genetic,
that they came up with?
GSA, which stands for
genetic sexual attraction.
Genetic sexual attraction, yep.
Yeah. It's like, no, I didn't molest my child. I have genetic sexual attraction. Yeah. It's a real thing. Look it up.
And we're in love. Love is love. Come on.
And now, right now, after I said that, somebody listening in their head went, wait a minute, Johnny, we're talking about adults here. Like, it's still okay. Like, it's still okay.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Very strange. I don't know. I don't know where we're going, but it's not to a good place, certainly.
I think the world's ending. I really do.
I just don't, like, how do these people get so comfortable? You know, just going out there with this information. I mean, knowing that you shouldn't bang your mom. I mean, that's rule number one, pretty much,
they
coming
don't
out
even,
into the world. You can't bang your mom.
They don't even accept that on pornos. On pornos, they say stepmom.
That's right.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every single time. And it's clearly not. It's a lady that's like younger than the guy usually.
It's like my MILF stepmom. She's like, I'm 32, and you're like, oh yeah. that's why I search it out, because it's ladies that are in my wheelhouse. I want to see 32-year-old.
You've been a bad boy. It's always something really stupid, like the guy's like, you know, in the room taking care of himself, and she walks in. She goes, what do you think you're doing, mister? And he's like, oh no. He's like 28, and he's acting like he's in high school. And she's like, where do I tell your dad what you were doing? Don't do that. Don't tell my dad. She's like, well,
I won't.
Maybe we can work out something. First of all, let me show you how to do it. You're not even doing it right. Really? Really? You're going to show me? Yeah, I am. With my mouth. Whoa, but I'm a virgin.
Oh, not for long.
Sure you are, Thor. You're a high schooler with a whole, you know, full arm piece of tattoos. And a Prince Albert. Yeah, way to go, pal.
That's my wheelhouse. That's what I like for pornography now. I'm 30. I'm going to be 38 years old. I want to see a 36-year-old woman who's, you know, pre-diabetic, has some diabetic socks on, comes in, and great aunt comes over. My auntie, and it's like these kids are supposed to be 18, so that kind of makes sense. We're like, I'm 38. And you're like, whoa, you're an old bitch. I like that.
That's right.
But to me, I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. That's what's up.
I want BBW porn. I want the woman to be wearing a CPAP and the guy to get tangled up in it while she's eating a tub of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, by the way, I'm your sister. And he's like,
no!
Yeah, I know. I know you are. Man. And then his CPAP gets tangled in her CPAP, and they tie it in a knot, and they're like, this means we're in love. And then they both die in a fit of ecstasy, right at climax. They both die of obesity-related illnesses at the same time. And then somebody else walks into the room, and they go, oh, my God, they're dead. And then it switches to a necrophilia porn, and, yeah, dark web, and everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.